This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We light up the airwaves of northern Minnesota and beyond with stories, comedy, and the music of this special corner of the world. Welcome back to our show, the writer, the poet, the always well-dressed, Steve Downing.
Born to dream. Back in the 1880s, my grandfather, Mom's dad, John Costello, made his way as a young man from Ontario to this neighborhood, where he settled and lived until his death in 1943. An entrepreneur, he established ice cream and soft drink businesses in Grand Rapids, Hibbing, and Virginia. He was an investor in the original power dam on the so-called Grand Rapids. And then he and his pals arranged for a paper mill to be built on the site. Besides big picture dreaming, there was shameless politicking involved in all of that. Federal and state law related to the Mississippi River had to be adjusted before they could realize their dreams. That deep-seated respect for political process is in my DNA and in my deep seat. Dad's dad, James Downing, was born in England in 1886. That family got itself one way and another to Michigan. Then they hitched their big picture dreams onto the westward moving mining industry. And with great purpose and excitement, they followed their dreams and lived their dreams, and then they woke up one morning in taconite. Fast forward to the 1930s and 40s. Mom went off to the University of Minnesota, Dad to St. Olaf, and then World War II. After the war, they married, bought a house in Grand Rapids, and started living their big picture dream until 1949, when they had me. Then they had seven more. Perhaps they should have spent more time just dreaming. But with those family connections to the Iron Range, born and raised in a town surrounded by operational and idle iron mines, wouldn't I naturally think of myself as a ranger from the first moment of conscious thought? No. Not because I didn't have a conscious thought before the age of 20, though I didn't, and not because I didn't want to be thought of as a ranger. I only wanted to be thought of as the next Judy Garland. That's what all eight of us wanted. How close did any of us get to that big picture dream? Right here, right now. I was at St. John's University before I started hearing the word ranger, and that kindness wasn't being directed at me. It was the guys from Hibbing and Chisholm and Virginia who were understood to be rangers. I felt left out, small. It took another 20 years for me to comprehend the fuller implications of this dynamic, place as signifier. When I learned that there's a term used by rangers to refer to guys living in Grand Rapids, if I said that word on the air here, our broadcast license would be toast before I said toast. But for example, there are people, good people, from Coleraine and Beauvais and Taconite, employed at Clay Boswell west of Cohasset, who will drive to Hill City and Remer and probably Fargo to get to Cohasset, rather than pass through Grand Rapids, home to nothing but, say it silently to yourself. I'm sure there are rangers who drove to Arbo or Fargo tonight to get to the Rife Center. I came through Arbo to get here. Well, I live in Arbo, which is, by the by, Iron Range country then and now. Thusly, I was born on the range, grew up on the range, and live today on the range. But I have no doubt that some of you listening tonight, some of you in this theater, perhaps some of you on stage with me, are constitutionally incapable of calling me a ranger and can only think of me as, you're saying it silently to yourselves right now, I am reading your lips. Your lips are not saying Judy Garland. The Iron Range was discovered, so to speak, by dreamers digging for gold. Isn't that the way it always goes? You set out to find one thing and find something else first. In perfect circularity, we're digging for gold now again. What are the chances we won't find something else? Sapphire or kryptonite or Jimmy Hoffa first again?
That was Steve Downing. That was Steve Downing. You can hear